So as I record this, I'm back in Perth, Western Australia. It's been nearly two decades since I've lived here, and I'm in the process of re-establishing my practice on this side of the Tasman, which means a lot of firsts and a lot of finding my feet and a lot of noticing things with fresh eyes. And this morning, one of those things stopped me in my tracks. I walked into a coffee shop not far from where I'm staying. It's a place I've been to before. And I went up to the counter and I waited. There was two staff members behind the counter and both ignored me. No eye contact, no acknowledgement. So after what felt like a reasonable amount of time, I offered a loud hello in their general direction. And I got back a muted hi from one of them and nothing from the other. I waited another minute and then I walked out. And I walked down the street to the other coffee shop. It was one I hadn't been to before, and I was met with a huge smile and, "Hi, how's your day going? What can I get you?" And we had a chat about my name, and she asked, "Hey, cool, what's that short for?" And other inconsequential stuff like that. And then I joined this small crowd waiting for their takeaway brews, and I was feeling oddly lighter than when I walked in. Now, both places were equally busy, the same number of staff, but there's only one I'll be going back to. Because in a sea of excellence, mediocrity stands out, and vice versa. And here's what I keep coming back to, though. Neither experience required anything extraordinary. The difference wasn't skill or resources or even time. It was attention. And one place gave me a little of it, and the other gave me none. Now, that idea goes for people leadership as much as it does for coffee. I've worked with plenty of leaders over the years, and the ones who build real loyalty, the ones who people genuinely want to show up for, they're not necessarily the most talented or the most strategic leaders. They're the ones who pay attention to the human stuff, the greeting, the name, that moment of genuine connection in an otherwise ordinary sort of day. I remember when I was at high school, it was a school of about 900 kids, and the headmaster made a point of knowing every single kid's name. And he was a fairly scary guy, as headmasters often are when you're at high school. But man, what a human. And he's a guy that really shaped me, not because I had a lot of interaction with him, but because whenever I did have an interaction, I felt a little bit more special. I felt seen. This doesn't need to be big stuff. It just needs to be human stuff. So I'll leave you with a couple of questions to sit with. When did someone last make you feel genuinely seen at work? And when did you last do that for someone else? Thanks for listening. If something in this resonated, I'd love to hear from you. You can find me at digbyscott.com. Just check me out, drop me a line from there. And if you've got a friend or a colleague who you reckon could use a little of this today, then please share it with them and maybe make their day. I'm Digby Scott, and this is Dig Deeper. Until next time, go well.